At 3 o'clock on Monday morning, Israeli immigration police and soldiers stormed the apartment of a Czech NGO worker in the West Bank city of Ramallah and arrested her. According to the Israeli authorities, she broke the law by overstaying her tourist visa and was thus promptly deported. The Palestinian organization that she was working for, however, maintains that she was arrested unlawfully in the most recent of a string of raids on activists in the Israeli-occupied territories. Christian Falvey reports.
Eva Novakova began working as a media coordinator for the Palestinian-led International Solidarity Movement only 3 weeks ago. According to Israeli officials, however, she was involved in that time in activities that were incompatible with her overextended tourist visa, namely helping to organize demonstrations. When she returned to the Czech Republic on Tuesday afternoon after being deported, the 28-year-old Ms. Novakova spoke to reporters about her ordeal.
About 20 fully armed Israeli soldiers came into my flat at 3 in the morning yesterday. Then they took me to a number of immigration centers. They told me I could either sign a paper saying I wanted to leave as soon as possible or that I could go to court. They did not explain everything to me properly, and they wouldn't allow me to speak to a lawyer before signing.
Ms. Novakova has since spoken to a lawyer who says that neither the Israeli army nor immigration officers have any jurisdiction in Palestinian-controlled Ramallah. According to the International Solidarity Movement, the arrest was part of a more extensive crackdown on non-governmental organizations in the West Bank using immigration policies, among other things, to arrest activists for political purposes. Earlier today, I put that view to the Israeli ambassador to the Czech Republic, Yaakov Levy.
There is no plan in Israel to use immigration policies as a method to tackle any activities of that nature. She overstayed her 90-day tourist visa, and therefore the immigration police arrested her and brought her to the airport, where she was allowed to choose a lawyer of her choice.
There were soldiers on rooftops, and she was arrested at 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that standard procedure?
It's not standard procedure for guests in Israel to overstay their visa and to engage in activity otherwise than the visa would permit, which is tourism normally. I cannot say if they were, how many soldiers were there, where they were placed, but I can say for a fact that several soldiers did accompany the immigration police.
The ISM states its aim as resistance to the Israeli occupation of Palestine using methods of nonviolent direct action. However, Israeli officials and politicians have on a number of occasions accused them of connections with and giving aid to terrorists. The cases that have most brought the ISM to public attention, however, have been numerous incidents over the last 8 years in which the organization's Western protesters have been killed or critically injured in Israeli attacks on Palestinian demonstrations.
Thanks for that, Christian.